From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Hurricane Wilma is gone, and across southern Florida, people are starting to put things back together. The storm itself is still causing trouble in the Atlantic, contributing to a nor'easter that's pounding New England. But in Florida, the weather today was crisp and sparkling. As NPR's Philip Davis reports from Miami, millions of people in the area know there are dark days and nights ahead.
Patricia Ferraro was standing outside her apartment on the western edge of Miami Beach. At the end of her street, masts and sails from a couple of big yachts leaned against the seawall, along with bits of plywood that had been blown off the windows of her building when Wilma passed overhead yesterday. Ferraro said the sudden view was amazing.
And we were able to see things flying through the air, rushing and water like a river rushing down the street. And it was like the scene in The Wizard of Oz when they were in the tornado and all that stuff was flying about. We kept saying, oh, what's that? What's that? What's that? I mean, there were huge pieces of furniture and pieces of fence and life jackets and stoves and beams and amazing stuff. It was scary, very scary.
Down the road in Miami Beach, Ivan Rodriguez contemplated a 15-foot-wide banyan tree that had been uprooted and flung across his street. It took his mind off the damage done to his apartment by Wilma.
My roof, half of it came off. Then I have all the broken windows in my extra room. It was flooded underwater. All my personal belongings gone. My clothes, my new furniture set underwater.
Today, Miami is part ghost town, part beehive of energy. Traffic was light in many areas. Schools and universities were closed. About a million people didn't have power, 5 million statewide, and one could hear the birds that were once drowned out over the incessant hum of air conditioners. It could be weeks before power is restored. But there were some signs that even after just one day, patience was growing thin, because many people hadn't really expected Wilma to hit South Florida so hard. The county government promised to set up 11 food and water distribution centers by 2 p.m. It was a tight deadline relief rescue workers scrambled to meet. Betty Busco is a spokeswoman for the Red Cross.
We're preparing to feed people now. We've been cooking in our kitchens around the clock since this morning. We're expecting 1,000 meals now, which will replenish as those diminish here at this site.
But 2 o'clock came and went, and at the distribution center at the Hollywood Greyhound Racetrack south of Fort Lauderdale, tempers began to flare. Juan Benjamin was one of the residents in line.
When they set up, it might take another hour before you get it, and now you have a curfew at 7 o'clock. So you're putting a lot of people's life at risk.
Government officials preached that patience was a virtue. Jeb Bush is governor of Florida.
Tomorrow's going to be better than today, and a week from now, the recovery will be full-blown, and people's lives will be put back together very quickly.
There were signs of progress, however. Power has come back in many parts of downtown, Miami Beach, and the working-class enclave of Hialeah. Gas stations and some grocery stores have begun to open here and there. But it will take many more such openings before people begin to think that their situation has improved. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.